Final day of coverage of the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. It's inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier. You know, it's been a busy week here. We learned a lot of things about the direction of the Jaguars. We might have known some of this before, but it was clarified a bit. Free agency, what will or will not happen in that period. Also, the idea of competition among the young players. Mm-hmm. You might see a lot of faces when they finally get on the field. And those two ideals are a little clearer now.
Well, I think that was clearly the theme all week. It's been the theme from the beginning. These guys are starting to get their message out. We're starting to understand it clear. If you don't understand the message by now, it's going to be about competition. It's going to be about getting younger. It's going to be about building for the future. That's what it is, and people need to get ready for it.
One thing we did not learn about was who the number two pick's going to be for the Jaguars, and when might we find that out?
Well, April 25th, about 8:20. So, I mean, and Dave Caldwell said this week, he's going to be open to a trade. He thinks that pick's got a lot of value. It'll either have value for the Jaguars or somebody else in the Jaguars trading back. Right now, they go into their pro days. March will be spent with the scouts out of the college campuses, getting an idea about these guys on the individual campus workouts. You come back in April, you start setting up the draft board, then we see what happens.
When do you find out if the combine was successful for this crew?
For the Jaguars crew? 3 years. It's all about, as Dave said before he got here, it's all about them finding 7 or 8 players that they like. You talk about being a deep draft, a star draft. They don't care about that. They need 8 guys or 7 guys out of this bunch that they like and can start setting the tone for this team.
We had a chance to visit with a national perspective, actually a couple today. Pete Prisco, a guy you know pretty well from CBSSports.com, and Alex Marvez of FoxSports.com. They give their thoughts about the Jaguars.
You know, David Caldwell was a guy who was on a lot of people's shortlist for general manager. I really think a coup that the Jacksonville Jaguars would be able to get someone so experienced. And what I like about David is that he's learned from two of the very best in the business. You know, Bill Polian was his mentor, and he cut his teeth in Indianapolis. And then you go to Atlanta with Thomas Dimitroff, that Patriot style of system that Thomas has been able to so successfully implement. And John, you think about it. Who are the two best teams of the past decade? You can make a strong argument that the Colts, that the Patriots were those two teams. So you're getting a mesh right here of those two styles, and I think that that's an outstanding thing for the Jags as they rebuild.
So far, I'm impressed. And you know, before they hired anybody to be a general manager, I talked to a bunch of guys I know very well in the league, personnel guys, and they all said the two best guys were Dave Caldwell and Steve Keim. And Dave Caldwell's a grinder. He's going to get after it. He's a good football guy. He came up through the scouting ranks, which I think is important. And I think Gus Bradley, his enthusiasm, the fact that they got a guy who's good on defense, he'll be aggressive, he'll bring a nastiness to a team that needs it. I think they're good hires.
One of the things I like about David Caldwell, he really liked Gus Bradley. And what I see there, and he learned this firsthand from Thomas Dimitroff, the relationship that Thomas and Mike Smith has. These are two guys that had never worked together before. But they came together, found a great understanding amongst each other, and have been able to build a team that was knocking on the door of the Super Bowl. So to me, that's something that's exciting. But that's the key. If you have the general manager and head coach thinking different things when it comes to personnel, not the right fit, yikes, it's not a recipe for success.
David Caldwell has said often he's going to build through the draft. He's a scout at heart, so it makes sense. But that's really the right way to do it in this league, isn't it?
Yeah, if you go spending money on 30-year-old guys at the tail end of the career, all you're going to do is get in trouble. So you have to build through the draft. And this is a young team. The problem with that now is if you say I'm going to build through the draft, you have 3 years, then you don't win in the third year, then everybody wants your head. So you got to be patient, you got to be right. If you're wrong, you're going to pay for it with your job.
Well, that's about it from Indianapolis. Our coverage is about
done. Got your traveling jacket on today.
Yeah, the plane's leaving soon.
It's leaving soon.
Make sure you catch it, John. Got to get back. Good work this week.
Thank you, JP. I enjoyed it.
That's it for our coverage from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, the Scouting Combine on Jaguars.com.